Hello, hello, hello. Let's Couples Talk fam. Can you hear me? It's still COVID-19 pandemic around the world. People are still, you know, struggling. Some people are still trying to figure it out. We are still locked down. But we're still bringing it to you, the realness. And we're moving on to episode 6 of the Les Couples Talk podcast. And today we're talking Label Me This. And with me this evening is the Mrs.
Hello. I'm here. Hey, y'all.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I feel like I haven't given you an official welcome in a minute.
Oh, thank you, darling.
So I just want to acknowledge your presence and say welcome, you know.
I feel welcomed.
So thank you for being here.
Of course. Of course. Thanks for
hanging
having
with me as usual. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Sure.
And so I'm talking labels, babe.
Okay.
Episode 6, Label Me This. Right.
6, all right.
Yeah, of season 2.
All right. Good job.
Yeah. And I want to get into labels in terms of like LGBTQ plus labels. Right, because within the community, we know that people usually use them to express who they are, how they feel, you know, and I guess like how they identify in this world. So
labels.
I'm looking at it from that angle.
Okay.
Right, as we start.
All right.
And so I should say that I identify.
Yeah, how you identify?
As queer. And or lesbian. Those are the terms that I'm comfortable using.
What does queer mean? Exactly. Because, like, I really don't get queer.
Right.
I know it from, like, the 70s.
Right. So queer. Tell me about it. What you understood it to mean then. Like, let's see what has changed, you know.
Okay.
All I can remember
is, because, you know, it was taboo to be gay, first of all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like 13, 14 during this time period. So, I'm lying. I'm much younger than that. I'm tripping.
Look, that's you.
So, anyway. But back then, I just knew, when I was growing up in the 70s, 80s, I knew it was just kind of weird, taboo. So, what we call now extra to be. But you were gay. So that's all I knew queer to be. It was the people who were like super flamboyant, you know, like the drag queens and all that kind of stuff. I didn't understand them. I didn't quite know what that was about. And I was like, but it was like, cool. These people are queer and they don't mind. They just out there living and having a good time. Right. You know, so that's how I perceived it.
Okay. Well, to me.
So what does it mean to you?
To me, when the word queer, from what I knew it originally to mean, was like different or weird,
right?
Something that was weird, you know, queer, like just different or just weird. And I could always connect with a word like that prior to it meaning to also be gay. You know what I mean? I was just different from the pack.
Gotcha.
Different from the crew, the or norm. Whatever, the norm. Outside going the norm. Against the norm, exactly.
Yeah, I heard you were a little rebellious.
Right?
Renegade.
Well, I guess, you know, it's about interpretation, you know, where that is concerned. But yes, that was always me. The one who would speak up, the one who would do something different than what everybody else was doing or not used to seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me, that was what my queer meant. But then in more research and in, you know, actually coming out and learning more about the community and stuff, I was able to match those two together and now be queer in terms of part of the LGBTQ plus community, right?
Right.
And also still be in my different... weird
natural self,
natural, real, cool, self accepting, self,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of it, but then it that leads you right into the labels topic, I guess.
Right. And so...
segue.
Hey. So that is me using a label.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's not one that I'm attached to. I want to say that because I am open and pretty fluid.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's not one that I am attached to.
Yeah. Hard to be attached if you're fluid.
Yeah. Because we are ever changing as humans anyway.
Right.
So, I mean.
Yeah. So, yeah. To put you into a label
and just stick with that one thing
would go against you being queer in the first place,
exactly.
As you define it.
Exactly.
Because
then I'm following the hood and I'm not one to do
You're
that.
You're not one of those.
Right? So, that's where I am with that and queer and what it means to me and stuff.
Mm.
But it took me a long time to be able to use it and be comfortable with it under the LGBTQ community umbrella, basically.
Okay. Like, so you had to repurpose the definition and be comfortable
for
with it.
For me, yes.
At
like,
some point.
Right. Like, now that I'm marrying these two queer terminologies, like, how am I making it one and how am I making it one for me?
Right.
Like, what would work for me and not just what I've seen or what is out there.
Right.
Right? And...
But some part of that definition has allowed you to continue... to associate yourself with it.
It has,
but not defined.
No, and I've never felt pressured to do it either.
Right.
Because I know some people, like, after coming out, feel a pressure to catch a label quick and just run with it. Like, okay, so I'm bi or I'm queer or I'm trans
or I'm
whatever you want to be. Right. You know what I mean? But
I think that happens because it's more it becomes comfortable for people to. Other people to associate themselves with you now that you're identifying different than how they may perceive you.
In terms of connecting and finding community?
Yeah. Or even...
I understand that.
Or even within your own literal family.
Mm.
You know, it might be hard for, you know, someone to explain, well, I'm gay. Well,
right.
What kind of gay?
Yeah.
You know? People want to know.
Well, what does that mean?
What does that mean exactly? What you into?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you got to tell them what sexual preferences you got. Well, rather than do that, maybe they label.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not one to label, but, you know, I'm trying to understand the other side. I don't know. But, but that was kind of how I would rationalize it.
I guess.
For people who come out and have to label themselves as something.
Right. Is it to make it easier, like,
for others to digest that news and know how to then treat them?
Right, and
because
to call
now,
them what they probably would prefer to be called.
Think of it this way. We have people who are now giving themselves pronouns.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying, right.
And I think that kind of avoids the whole label topic, right?
Mm.
Not really. Man. I didn't, hold on. I'm
but that's still a label.
It's still a label, right?
It
I just
is.
Heard it.
Whatever you are called,
that's
a label. Your name is your label.
Right.
You know? So
maybe we all kind of have to label in some way, but maybe we're changing the meaning and power behind
and
labeling.
That's where I think the beauty of it probably lies for most people who really attach themselves to labels is that they have that power to do it their way, right? And to change the narrative how they see fit.
And we're just, and yeah, that sounds logical.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to hear how other people interpret that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's a good point. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I just realized some stuff myself, so I learned something.
Okay. So do you use a label, babe, that you really comfortable with? Or?
Yes. The label I use is my name. I am Leslie. I don't care what
right, first.
Yeah.
Fuck everything else.
Because before you know what my preferences are,
right?
I'm the shit off that alone, right? So
for
me, my name kind of is my label. Because, you know, I got a nice little situation going on in my career. So
right
now I'm kind of, it don't matter what you how you live your life. Mm-hmm. It's about what you know,
right?
Who you are,
yeah,
and how you're gonna get it done. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what my world is about. So, for me, labels, because I like heels and I like sneaks. So right. I mean, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
I like lipstick. I like Loba's haircuts.
We might be femme presenting.
Yeah.
Right. We might be femme presenting, like probably most times.
Yeah.
But I think that we both hold a lot of androgynous.
Yes.
Energy.
Yeah.
Right? That we are so flexible within ourselves.
Right.
Right. Androgyny or being androgynous is another label.
Exactly.
Right? So then one can hold many labels.
True. I think you're on to something. Yeah.
So why do I have to just be?
Right.
That's why I said at the start of this podcast that I identify as queer and lesbian or.
Right.
Because both could work for me.
Right.
Right? And if we have to break down what type, then I'll say androgynous, sometimes femme, sometimes. You know what I mean.
At the end of the day, I like ladies. So that's pretty much the long and short for me.
Yeah. Basically.
I like ladies. I mean, but at the same time, I've also dated men.
Mm-hmm.
I've had sex with men. Right. Put it out there, y'all. Shocker. Spoiler alert, whatever. But I mean, at the same time, I'm not bisexual. I'm not lesbian. I know that I've always had an affinity for the ladies.
Right.
And now I'm living that. And I'm happy.
Your ultimate dream has become reality.
Listen.
What's better than that?
Girls. No idea. But yeah. So, for me to label any of this is just... It feels like it would do me and my core person an injustice.
Because
I think I'm more expansive than a single label or even
because I
a
remember.
String. It's like a bunch of hashtags. I can't be summed up in hashtags.
You're more than a hashtag.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
you know
babe. I get it. You're the shit. Don't be afraid.
Well, you know.
That's a show no all.
Greatness knows greatness.
Yeah, so I guess in terms of labels, babe, you also have to look at it from the point of view of people in society who are homophobic and try to use these same labels that we use against us negatively.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
They use it as a way to further segregate the segregated.
Right.
So then it becomes racial and political.
Exactly. To demean you, to hurt you, right?
Anything to keep you from being, from having equal rights.
Yes.
Basically, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, to getting what's yours.
Right.
But when they use it in that manner, it's like, this is a label that I've chosen for myself. Let's say someone who identifies as queer and... You are now trying to use that label against me, you know, to make me feel bad for my choices or my decisions or me coming out, you know, as my truest self or whatever.
Right.
Being brave enough to take that step. And then you use that to hurt me or try to hurt me.
And that's just hateful people using whatever ammo they can to direct at and isolate their hate with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we label ourselves so that we can have comfort in identifying with a certain community, and we can have some kind of support and understanding.
Right.
But at the same time, those same beautiful, intentful things are also weaponized against us in the form of hate.
Right.
And that's always something that we have to remember is always out there as a potential threat for our community.
Exactly.
And I say our community because I do identify with the lesbian gay community.
Of course.
So,
of course.
Let me make that myself clear there.
You don't attach to a label, but you do fall under the umbrella.
Because I'm in a society that requires you to.
Of course.
You know, and honestly, for where we are in our marriage, in my personal, you know, walk in life, I feel like my center of gravity is now in a community that I always dreamed of being affiliated with, yeah, but too scared to even approach it. So by not giving myself a label, I feel like I expose myself to all of the goodness of my community. You know?
Yeah.
And not to say that anybody else is excluding themselves from the rest of the community. That's not to say that.
Right, right.
It's just my experience.
This is you. You could only speak to your experience, babe, of course. Mm. So, yeah, I get it. And so I also understand when you say, like, fuck a label. Yeah. Because once you know who you are,
fuck hate,
even
fuck
the hatred and the homophobia and shit, when that comes at you,
middle finger.
I mean, you're ready for it. Right. You know, you're solid as a fucking rock and nothing could faze you. Right. Yeah, like, come at me.
Right.
With these words, with whatever you got, you come.
Because I got more words.
Right, step to me.
Right. And some other things. But don't you worry about
it. Right, and some.
Right.
Let's not talk about that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that folks should just know that it's also okay to not know where you fall. Under the umbrella, to not choose a label, to not know if you want to, or to not even be interested. It's fine.
Just be ambiguous.
Just go
with
it.
But be true to you.
Because
I think people are, personal experience, when I first came out, because social media was kind of new, and it was starting to catch like wildfire, groups popped up everywhere. At first it was like, all right, these little lesbian bitches over here, let me go look at them, let me go look at them. Right. Ooh, these pretty bitches, pretty bitches. But then I was like, shit, what them studs doing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a stud? Okay, once I figured out what a stud was.
Right.
I'm like,
you did your research.
Jimmy studs, all right. So then, but you know, it was just like, at the end of the day, we both got titties, we both got pussy. Right. We girls.
Exactly.
And what's up?
Exactly. Strip the clothes and
fuck all these labels.
Yeah.
What you wearing?
Who are you on the inside? Like,
that's all I was concerned
with. Without the clothes, without the makeup.
Listen.
Let's get soul to soul here.
Right.
Who the fuck are you?
Right. That's all I was.
What's that label in there looking like? That's what I want to know. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
Yeah, I do.
So, but yeah, but it's okay not to have.
Yeah.
Especially if you're figuring it out.
Exactly.
Because it's hard enough.
Or it's not safe for you to, you know, express that just yet because
be
of where you are.
Yeah. Be smart in your journey,
exactly.
You know? Take the necessary precautions and, you know.
Only you will know.
Only you will know.
True.
But if you feel comfort in that labeling.
I mean, go with it. Yeah. Go with it.
Yeah.
Because that's an opportunity probably for you to find more community and people that
support.
You can connect with and get that support
that's
to
important.
Actually be brave enough to take that step to come out or
straight
to
up
choose a label or whatever.
Straight
but,
up.
You know, all in due time.
Right.
Don't
take
rush it one
the
day
process.
At a time, exactly.
But just stay true to your star fucking
As we always say, love it. I love how everything always connects on this podcast in our relationship.
Yes.
I love you.
Love you too, babe. Good topic.
Yeah.
You did it again.
Get it into
I'm interested,
labels.
Though, in what you're reading.
I've been wanting to get.
Readers.
Hmm?
Readers. Your listeners. Me and these podcasts gonna catch up. But I'm interested in, you know, kind of what your feedback might be on this topic.
Yeah, me too, because I was going to say I've been wanting to get into this topic for quite some time. I just needed to figure out the structure of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I said, I think in the last episode, this COVID-19 whole shutdown period really is a time to be more creative and to come up with more ideas because you really have a little more time than you probably would have had on a general
right
because
people clouded out there doing stuff crazy,
so
but also creating some good stuff
so it's how
baby.
You thank you I'm trying to be
because I heard you talk about this
yeah
I know where this is
so
going.
This is it showing up here right now so right. I hope my last couple stop farm y'all can share some light and give your insight into this labels topic. Let me know. DM me.
Yeah.
Leave a comment.
Yeah.
You all know where to find me. I'm available on all social media platforms. Let's Couple Talk Podcast. And as I say to you all, at the end of each and every episode, keep doing and being who you are authentically. The right people will eventually see. I love you all.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in.
Be safe, y'all.
Peace
and love.